Hi, welcome to the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe. I'm your crappy wine sommelier, and this is my wife and my wine tasting partner in crime, Carmella.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm so good. This is so fun.
Oh my God, it's our first one. It's very first episode, and we're super cleverly calling it episode zero.
Wow.
I mean, because not really episode one. It's episode zero because it's really like, it's like, what is this podcast all about?
Okay. Yeah, you tell me.
I don't know.
Actually, you tell me.
You don't know?
Well, you've been thinking about it a very long time.
Okay,
so.
I thought you should know. Okay, yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about it, why you should listen. We may even do a little drinking, a little bit.
Well, just I don't see why not.
Okay, so let's, you know, I think, Carmella, just start off by saying, you know, the podcast has a very specific purpose. You know, I think, like, I find that, like, most wine reviews, like, or reviewers or articles or podcasts, they just, like, they don't seem to be made for the everyday, like, wine drinker.
Like me.
Right, exactly. I mean, I don't think they're really made for the people who, like, don't collect wine or don't really actually care to study that much, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people just want to buy wine and enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is kind of in my realm. I think this is, I'm going to learn a lot, actually. But learn. I'm also going to maybe not learn a lot. I'm just going to drink a lot, and that's okay, too.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's a good thing.
Okay.
So, you know, I think a lot of times these articles, they or these podcasts, they just seem kind of like, we were listening to one today. Mm-hmm. And I just think sometimes they just feel like kind of pretentious, like, and they're hard to understand, and they're kind of technical. And I don't know. I mean, you tell me, but I think the average person just doesn't, that's not for them. I mean, I know there are people that really love to learn about, I love to learn about wine. I'm kind of a nerd about it a little bit, but I just don't think most people are like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back to the other podcasts, I kind of find it a little intimidating. I mean, you listen to it and you're thinking to yourself, you know,
and you can't hit the mic, by the way.
Are you sure?
Don't punch it.
Okay, keep going.
That's
anyway,
right.
But no, I feel like, it is. It's one of those things, as soon as you start listening to it, you start feeling like bad for yourself because you actually don't really know what they're talking about to begin with. So.
Or there's too much information. Like, okay, now they're talking about some, like, city in France. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. And I don't know why I care.
And it's a little boring.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
I agree. I kind of feel like, you know, most people, you know, they care a little bit. Like, they want to know enough, maybe, so they don't feel like an idiot. But I just don't think they care about, like, what the specific, you know, vineyard and whether or not it rained a lot that year or whatever.
I mean, I certainly don't. I'm in that category. Just one that, you know what, give me something that tastes good. A lot of people I like to be around, and I'm happy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, too, people can get pretty frustrated. Mm. You know, by wine. I mean, like, how many times have you gone to a grocery store or a restaurant and you just kind of find yourself sort of, you know, like, staring at these rows of wine or looking at a wine list and wondering, like, what am I supposed to choose?
Wait a minute. You know what I do.
Yeah.
I look at you and I say, well, what do I feel like tonight?
I know. It's one of my favorite things that you say.
Oh, you, yeah. You
and what do I always say back?
Don't. You know, I don't know what you feel like.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do know I am. I have a pretty good handle on the types of wines that you like. And I think that's actually what we want to do here is help people kind of better define the kinds of wines that they like. And we'll talk a little bit about why you should never, or you should really refrain from buying as much Cabernet and Chardonnay and Merlot as you do, because it's probably your go-tos, and we're going to talk about that. It's really, I'm going to get really animated about it. We'll get there, but don't worry.
Watch out.
This will be a theme. This will be a theme in the podcast. We want you to know that there are other wines in the world, some that you may like a lot better, and we're going to help you feel a little confident about it, maybe not, and help you find wines that aren't shitty, right? So. And I think, you know, what most people do is they're like, oh my God, how much do I want to spend? Does the label, is this something that I've heard of before? Does the label look nice? And is there some maybe shelf talker that says, somebody liked it, right?
Well, and I also think this is silly, but this is just coming from, like, the, you know, uneducated wine drinker is people like to say Cabernet and Chardonnay.
It feels safe.
Do you think?
It feels safe.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, it's nice to say they've heard it before.
Right.
It just comes out. It's like Chardonnay.
Right. But Cabernet. If somebody said, oh, I brought a Gewurztraminer, they're going to what the hell
did you just. It's not a pretty word anyway.
Yeah. No, exactly. Weird. And I'm not going to drink that.
Who
like,
wants to say it? Yeah. Can I have a, what did you just say?
Exactly. Gewurztraminer.
Oh, it's, right.
But in some episode, we will probably do a Gewurztraminer because you should just know, and there are probably going to be some good, cheap Gewurztraminers that you'll want to try.
Will I like it?
Well, that's, you know, that's part of this is you gotta, so part of what we're doing here is we're gonna give people our opinion on wines. And we're gonna taste them, we're gonna rate them, we're gonna talk about them, and they're gonna be good everyday wines. It's like helping you select wines that are easy to find, like in your grocery store if your state does that kind of thing, or in a local liquor store. Not super expensive. We want them to be expensive. Like, we'd like them to be in the $20 or less range. Sometimes we may go a little bit higher, but most people don't like to spend a lot of money on wine. And if you're spending a lot of money on wine, you're probably not going to listen to this podcast anyway. This is not really for that. It's just for like, hey, the everyday person who wants to figure it out. And we want to help you find those wines that aren't shitty, that you'll like, and maybe expand your horizons a little bit. And here's the other thing. And this is true about me. Like, your wine taste may be very different from mine, from yours, right? I know that there are certain wine reviewers like Robert Parker or, you know, like wine enthusiasts, where if they rate a wine, I'm going to go, I probably won't like that wine. And you know what? That's good. So you may find that there are wines that we like or wine styles that we like that you hate. And that's good too. Like, part of it is if you know that we really like something, you may say, okay, I'm not going to buy it. Like Gewurztraminer, they really liked it. I tend to not like the wines that they like, so I'm probably not going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times where there are wines that I like. Excuse me. There are wines that I like that you know, you don't like that much.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're so diplomatic tonight. You're like, you know, everything's okay. God. I mean, this is, you know,
we're trying to get people to listen. We're trying to like be nice in the first, episode,
we do have to
zero
lure them
episode.
In. Right. Yeah. We do have to, you know.
Because if we're too volatile from the get go, then people will just, we'll just stop.
Right. We are supposed to be, again, you know, we don't want to be the intimidating pair.
The wine pair.
The wine pair.
We are the wine pair.
The intimidating.
That's right.
Wine pair. Okay.
And we do, like, this is good. That's a good segue. Like, we do want to, like, make you laugh. We do want you to learn some things about wine. We don't want you to feel like a dumb shit when you're going to buy wine or at a restaurant or something like that.
And we want you to share the podcast, right? We don't want you to feel like you can only listen to it in the car by yourself with nobody around,
because
you don't want judgment, right?
Right.
So you want to, we want you to spread the wine pair around, right?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. We want you to feel good about, although we will say, as is appropriate, you know, this is not a podcast for children. We're going to say fuck, or you won't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will, because you don't say swear words.
We're going to say the F word?
We're going to FFF. We're going to say the F word. We're going to say the SH word, not the stupid word, but the shit word. We're going to say stuff like that.
Wow.
And we do it, you know, because this is not for obviously, we're talking about alcohol. It's probably for adults, right?
Right. So, you know what? If you're going to listen to it in the car, you better make sure those kids are sleeping.
Yeah.
Make sure you're on car nap.
Exactly.
Something.
Exactly. Okay. So, we're going to have a little wine while we talk a little bit more about this podcast, what people can expect. And I'm going to open it up. This is one of our favorite things to do.
This is like the sound. This is your sound quiz. What do you think we're drinking?
I think we're drinking. I'm going to say it. And then you're, you know.
No, I'm going to say
it. You say it.
I think we're drinking champagne.
Wrong. Oh. We're drinking sparkling wine. And it is in the champagne method. Okay, we're going to get nerdy. Every once in a while, we're going to get a little nerdy. Okay, but it's not going to be overly nerdy. But
every
we do.
Once in a while.
Yeah, but we do want you to like know some things so you don't feel stupid, okay?
True.
Every sparkling wine is not a champagne. Champagne comes from Champagne, France. That's it, okay? Learn it, love it, Live with it.
Okay,
it's
forget
what
about
it is.
The diplomatic side.
Yeah, no, well, this no. is part of it. This is a sparkling wine. It's made in the champagne method. You may, if you did a blind taste testing, you may not know the difference. It doesn't matter. Just don't say champagne if it's not champagne. Just say it's a sparkling wine. This is what this is. It's a Treveri Blanc de Blanc. So this is a wine from Washington State, which is where we are. It's from the Yakima Valley. It's a Brut, which means...
it's dry.
It's dry.
Wow.
And a dry wine is a dry champagne or sparkling wine is actually sweet. I'm looking at you like you're supposed to say this. And
I don't want to steal the show.
Okay, remember, this is already getting confusing. We're going to cover this in another show. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about sparkling wines, sparkling rosé, sparkling whatever. We'll even do champagnes probably, although they're expensive. But maybe we'll find a couple that are in that like $20-ish range that won't make you vomit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to pour, and you got to talk a little bit about, I don't know, something. You
got, about
oh,
what?
My God, I just bumped. I don't know. I'm just going to pour this.
Ooh.
I mean, it
is bubbly. It's a bubbly. And we are celebrating, right? So that's one reason we brought out the sparkling wine. We drink a lot of sparkling wine. The other thing that I have learned along the way is that you don't have to drink champagne or sparkling wine for a celebration.
No.
We have it on a Tuesday night. Tuesday night, the two of us, you know.
We might have it on a Tuesday morning.
Well.
No, not that.
Yeah, not usually. But but that's one thing I learned when you, I think more than anybody, would like order a sparkling,
oh,
a glass of sparkling.
I love
and
sparkling.
I was like, what are we
and
celebrating?
Not just,
and
I do like
nothing.
A nice Prosecco.
Yeah, I like
But it. You know, there are other choices. Prosecco is a great choice. We'll probably do an episode. We will. We'll do episodes on Prosecco. We'll do. But I love a good champagne style sparkling wine like this.
Right.
This is actually, interestingly enough, it's 100% Chardonnay grape. I hate Chardonnay, but this is a Chardonnay, a very typical for a Blanc de Blanc to be Chardonnay. So we're going to smell it. What do you smell? I can't really smell very well because I'm a little sick. I smell a little yeasty, which is good.
I think it's maybe a little apple.
Apple, yes, 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 thank yes.
You.
A little citrus maybe, a little like lemony kind of. Yeah. Apple for sure. I definitely like either a yellow apple or like a green
more
apple.
Yellow.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you think about like its color? The color.
It's very pretty.
It's pretty light, straw.
Yeah,
you know.
It is a lot, very straw. Very, you know, has a, it definitely has color. Like sometimes I find, or you might see not, with not such a true color, do you
yeah.
think? Like,
yeah, no, it's got a nice color. The bubbles
yeah.
are small.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I mean, this is a, and look, this is a, we got this at Costco.
It's a little fruitier.
It's pretty fruity,
yeah.
but it's quite tasty.
It's really good.
This wine on the Treveri website is $15.
Wow.
At total wine, it's $10.
Yeah.
This is something I would serve to, I would drink this every day, like drink it on a weeknight. I would serve this to people.
To my dad.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I would serve this. Well, and so you'll learn about this too, that my father is sort of like the gold standard of wine. He taught me a lot of what I know. Not everything anymore, but a lot of what I know. But
I think he taught him a few things too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's got a nice...
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice mouth feel. It's a little really acidic.
Good. Not an aftertaste.
No, it's got a good aftertaste. And it's tight. Like you get a little bit of, almost makes you salivate a little bit at the end of it, which is really nice. It's got good acidity to it. I really like it.
Very good, yeah.
And so part of what we're going to do too is we're going to give it a rating. And our rating scale, we're going to try to make it simple. Most rating scales are like 0 to 100. But like I've never seen a rating like below 70 in my whole entire life. We will give wines ratings of 0 or 1. I guess 1. I don't think we go to actually. If it's 0, you know, we're probably dying. Like we probably need to like stop. But I want, we're gonna. This is a arbitrary 1 to 10 scale, and I want you to give it on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is like, oh my god, this is the best wine I've ever had, and 1 is. Fuck you.
So
like,
the comparison
fuck you
is,
for making this
wow,
wine.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like, do I have to say that?
No, you don't have to say it because you wouldn't say
will you
that.
Will you say it?
I'll say it. You okay. just say F it.
Okay. Wow.
Right.
But I have to say it?
You just say what rating would you give this wine? What would you give it?
Is it like comparing to other sparkling wines then that we've had?
I suppose. Just, but it's really like, it's really, to me, it's more about like how much do you like it? Like, would you buy it again? Would you drink it again? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's really about like, compared to other sparklings, I'd give it a 3. But no, it's not like that. I think it's like, how much do you actually like this wine?
Right. I would give this, I think it's very good. I would give it, I give it about an 8.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I was going to say. And we're not going to do halves.
No.
We're going to do like 8.
Yeah.
It's 8 or it's 9 or whatever.
Right.
I think I'd give it an 8 too. And that's like, it's good wine. Solid. Like
yeah,
a that's solid, actually, good wine. It's not the greatest wine we've ever had.
No, but it's...
But for 10 or 15 bucks and you want a nice sparkling
and
wine...
And you don't need to have a reason to drink it. That's a good takeaway. You don't have to, you know, celebrate when you drink sparkling wine or champagne.
No.
So if you want to have it just any day of the week, that's what you want to pay.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about while we drink this good wine. Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, why we thought, other than the fact that we wanted to do something together, why we're doing this podcast, that I like wine, we like wine a lot. But, you know, a part of it is like wine is really popular. It feels like it's more popular now than it's ever been. And you know, I did look it up online. There's this thing called the Wine Institute. And
it's for people who are obsessed with wine
exactly.
and buying wine.
Exactly. But like the Americans on average drank 3 gallons of wine per person in 2020, which it's a lot, you know, and it's actually
3 gallons of wine per person during the year 2020.
Yeah.
I feel like we did that like no
per
problem.
Week. Yeah, maybe. But the interesting thing is like in 1990, it was like 2 gallons per person. So people are drinking more wine.
Well, we just had a pandemic too, or we're
true.
In one. That would
true.
Probably, you know, make the wine count go up too.
Yeah, probably true. But it was still growing since like the year 2000. It's been growing, you know. So, so wine's popular. It's growing in popularity. And that's probably why, you know, you would dial into this pod. Do you dial into podcasts? Why you would download or listen to this podcast?
You sound like you're from the 60s or 70s.
Exactly. We're dialing it in. We're finding the where it is on your dial. But you know, part of it too is like you're probably like the average listener just wants to make sure. Like I just don't want to buy shitty wine. Like I want to buy good wine, but I'm not sure how to do it. I'm intimidated. I'm frustrated, and I think the wine industry wants you to feel a little intimidated and frustrated, so you just you know don't really know what to buy. Mm-hmm. let me see. I want to do a little. I'm a guessing game for the average wine person, right? Okay. The average person listening to this podcast, I'm guessing like this is kind of you. And this is kind of why we're doing this wine cast, oh my God, I can't even talk, this podcast as well. So I want you at home while you're listening, just close your eyes people. And imagine you're at a restaurant and you want to drink a glass of wine and you're staring at the wine menu. And the guy comes around, or the girl comes around, the woman comes around and says,
the wait person.
The wait staff comes around, or the sommelier, if you're at a fancy restaurant, and comes around and says, can I start you off with a drink? And you want a wine, and you go, oh, shit, I don't know. I don't know what, I'll do a Cabernet. Do you have a Cabernet? Right? Right? Or even worse, she'll say, a red wine. Yeah. I'll have a red wine.
Have your house red?
Yeah, exactly. Or if you're like, or if you're in the mood for a white or you know, like, I'm going to eat, like, fish or chicken or something. Okay, a white wine. I better just go with the Chardonnay, right? Like, does that sound like you? I know I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the people at home. And if that's you, that's why we made this podcast. Because we want to help you break your Cabernet and Chardonnay and Merlot habit. Because... frankly, I think most people use those as shortcuts. They don't know wine. Those are typical wines that people buy and serve because they feel safe. They have big, powerful flavors quite often. But I think most of them out in the market are shit, are bad. Mm-hmm. Because what they tend to be is super oaky. And both of them, the white and the red, the Cabernet and the Chardonnay, and they tend to be really oaky. And I think that winemakers do that because they're super, they make them super flavorful and kind of rich flavored. But they
wine
are
wine for dinner, basically.
Well, not even wine for dinner. I just think no, it's like, it's like, oh God, this has got a big flavor. It's got flavor.
Right, right. And they, like, some people just want to drink it. Yeah. Like they just want to, yeah.
But it's not good flavor. No. At least as far as I'm concerned. Look, you can totally disagree with me and disagree with us, and that's okay. But I do think most of the time those wines are kind of shitty. And you choose them because it's kind of your shortcut. It's what you kind of... it's what you kind of feel safe with. Most people, like, I mean, frankly, when people come over, you know, to our house or go to a restaurant, most people are going to say Cabernet or Chardonnay. Really, that's what they're going to look for, or that's what they're going to bring over. And I just think there's more out there. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be intimidating. It doesn't have to be expensive. And you can find things that you like and you may like a lot better. I think this would probably be like for you, Carmela, mm-hmm. like there were wines that you probably had kind of as your standby. And now there's some wines that you're drinking that you really like that are quite different from the ones you were drinking before.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and I didn't drink a whole lot of wine. And I think it was because that was the type of wine I was drinking. Somebody would order it for me or I'd have it at a house. And I was just, I didn't like, it was overpowering. Never really liked wine. And so then you actually opened my eyes to some of the wines. Believe it or not, no, you to the ones that I drink now, and who's become such a wine lover?
You.
Yeah, I mean, truly, and it is. I do have ones that I like and ones that I would not touch. And yeah, and typically,
but like if you're gonna look like you like white wines,
yeah,
I like red wines. I like white wines a lot too, but like now, in the past, you probably would have always selected what?
For a red or a white?
A white.
For. Oh, in the past, I always did a Pinot Grigio. I
mean, yeah, always Pinot Grigio. Yeah. But now, what might you select?
Well, I like a Sauvignon Blanc.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I would never really, yeah. The
that Pinot sounds Grigio, like a fancy pants. You can get a freaking awesome Sauvignon Blanc for $7 at Costco. And it's an excellent, and that's what we want. Like, we want to help you. We want to help.
We do.
We want to help
you. We know how it feels and we want to help you.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how the podcast series is going to work. So what we're going to do every episode, we're going to select a few different wines. We'll probably, you know, taste test 2 to 3, maybe more, maybe less, but 2 to 3. We're going to talk a little bit, just a tiny little bit about the wine maker, the style, the label, the price, just so you kind of have a sense mm-hmm. of what you're looking for and you can find it in the store. We're going to taste them, we're going to smell them. We're not going to get overly weird like, "Oh, this tastes like cassis and honeysuckle." You know, like what? We're going to talk about normal things that people like, "Oh, it tastes like
when it, yeah.
tastes and smells like lemon and apple and cinnamon or whatever the hell," right? Like normal stuff, not weird stuff. I might bring up like typical taste profiles, but we're not gonna like get weirded out about it. And we're gonna give you this we're gonna score it on like this 10-point scale, and and these are gonna be wines that we're literally going to go to Total Wine or wine.com or the local grocery store, or even like in Washington State where we are, like you can buy it at the drugstore. Mm-hmm. Like you can buy wine at the 7-Eleven. And so we're going to
ABC store in Hawaii.
Yeah. And we're going to, yes, we bought a lot of wine there. And we're going to buy normal wines that everyday people would taste and find. And we're going to help you. And we're going to score them and taste them. And you may totally disagree, but that's okay because you'll know the pattern and you'll know like what we like versus what you like. And you may totally agree and you may totally disagree. And that's okay because it's just the guide. It's, you know, you'll start to learn what you know. And maybe you'll stop buying Cabernet and Merlot and Chardonnay and you'll try a little bit different. So, okay. So we're going to have a set of like mini series within the podcast. I know I've talk to you about these, Carmela. Mm-hmm. You don't really approve of some of the names.
Well.
But, you know, there's some specific.
Swearing, weird names.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay. Okay. So, well, the first one is the Fuck That Wine series. So it's the Fuck That Wine series.
Wow.
Where I'm going to go off on certain varietals like.
Cabernet.
And maybe like.
Merlot.
And rosé.
Oh.
Right? Nice. Like where I'm like. People just buy these wines. They don't know what they're doing. And I fucking hate them. No, I don't. Some are going to be okay.
Not the people.
No, not the people. Yeah. And the wines, some there are some good versions. We're going to try to help you find them. And then we're going to have... then another one is going to be a practical food and wine series. Like, hey, I want to... we're having Taco Tuesday. What kind of wine would I have? Woo. Or we want to have teriyaki chicken. What kind of wine would I have? Or
just those like the dinners you have during the week that are just, you know,
yeah.
That 15-minute meals that you can just throw together.
Like
that
burgers. You need a we're going to have burgers.
Wine.
What kind of wine are we going to have with burgers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what works and what doesn't work and what do we think? So that'll be one. And then another one is going to be the cork, what we're calling the cork-free series, right?
I
so
like those.
Yeah. So we'll review wines that don't have corks. Mm-hmm. Like could be screw cap or it could be box.
Or the cans are super popular.
Yeah,
we like the cans.
We're starting to like the cans.
Yeah, we've found you know the size and everything. It works for us.
It works, and you don't feel so like with the can.
It's a little weird. I mean, it is
a little weird,
but.
But you also don't feel like, oh my god, I'm opening a whole bottle of wine and I'm not going to drink this. It's like
do they have a red wine in a can? Or mm-hmm. is it only really
sure?
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Okay. Yeah, people are kind of you know like snobby about. You know, glass bottles and corks, but the reality is that when you have a cork in a wine, it can go bad. Like a screw top or a can, it's very rare that wine is going to go mm-hmm. bad. So in some ways, it's actually superior. But regardless, everybody looks down at it, thinks it's cheap. You know what? Some of them are shit. Some of them are bad, but some of them are good. And we'll review those. You know, we'll do some of that. We're going to have the What the Fuck series. And the What the Fuck series is really about, like, these are about learning about wines that you may not know about, but that you may end up really liking. Like, here's one. Like, if you like Cabernet, you're probably going to like Rioja. It's a Spanish wine. You can find U.S. producers. They tend to be pretty cheap. Like, we want you to understand, or a Chenin Blanc, or a Sauvignon Blanc, or something that you, or a Syrah, like something that isn't Cabernet Merlot or Chardonnay, something you may not know about. Wines that we love, like a Chianti, Italian wines, a Chianti that we really think are, you know, great that most people wouldn't drink. These are the types of wines that'll be in that series. And we call it the What the Fuck series because most people don't know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or they think they're shitty mm-hmm. or they don't understand them. Or they just wouldn't buy them because it's not.
But why do you have to say what the...
Because like, that's...
Do you think more people say that than not?
I just think more... You don't.
WTF? I mean, it's
you
like,
can say WTF.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine.
I feel a little better about that.
Because, like, you don't like to swear.
I just don't, yeah.
It's okay. Just not your
thing. I mean, I don't, like, not like to. I just don't.
This is something...
I don't mind, really, if other people do. But...
Yeah, and this is something that people who are listening to the podcast will have to get used to, is that Carmela doesn't swear.
And you do.
And I swear a lot.
A lot.
And our kids swear.
Oh my God!
They but
didn't
you don't.
Used to, but yeah,
it's not
and
my
it's
fault.
Fine.
It's probably your fault.
Maybe I suppressed their swearing and other
exactly.
swears.
Exactly, okay. Their swears. All right, a couple other. We'll have the For the Win or FTW series. A lot of this will be like Costco focused, but it will be like kind of private label wine focused. So like the Kirkland wines are some of the wines that I. Some of them are great. Some of them are terrible. It's a place where they sell a ton of wine. People buy it. They're going to be good prices usually. And so we'll talk about some of those wines that are private label. And you know, not Trader Joe's.
Mm.
Trader Joe's will
Why
actually...
Why not Trader Joe's?
Because I hate Trader Joe's. They've ruined wine with
hey, but
$2
you
chuck.
You might lose people by saying
That's
that.
Fine. That's fine.
I mean, Trader Joe's is a...
I know everybody loves Trader Joe's. My kids love Trader Joe's. You love Trader Joe's. My family loves people love Trader Joe's.
But you're just so anti Trader Joe's.
You know why I'm anti Trader Joe's?
Why?
Because of $2 chuck. Because it's a shitty wine. That will be in the Fuck That series. Fuck That Wine series.
Wait, did it won't they be originate in the What
the Fuck? The... Chubuk Chuck, yeah, they're the ones. Oh. Charles Shaw wine, that's kind of their thing.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
whatever. Yeah. And then the last one is the Amazeballs series. It's the Amazeballs. Wow. Wow. Which
there's something weird about that.
Something weird about it.
I mean, that's rubbing me a little wrong.
And well, it's wines that we're going to cover because that I or you, maybe every once in a while you, that I just effing love because they're amazeballs. And we're going to find good, cheap versions of these wines like Pinot Noir, which is my favorite. I love Pinot Noir.
Wow.
And we're going to find ones that have a good, what we call in the wine biz. I'm not even in the wine biz. It's kind of stupid. But there's a thing that people call QPR, which is like quality to price ratio. And so can we find some amazeballs wines that are really good under $20 that you would go, oh, wow. Like, I would put this, I would serve this wine to, you know, somebody who's fancy pants or, you know, special occasion, but you're not like breaking the bank. And that's, you know, that is kind of my sweet spot is that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, we're going to taste different wines, probably three or so an episode. We're going to give you a quick overview of what we think they taste like, et cetera. We're going to give you a brutally honest rating of them. If we think it's a piece of shit, we're going to say it. And again, you know, we're going to look at all types of different wines. We're going to look at boxed wines and screw top wines and Kirkland wines and sparkling wines and rosé wines and red wines and white wines and this wine and that wine. And blah, blah, blah. We're going to do it all. We're going to have 5 million episodes because there's 5 million wines out there. But, you know, again, we're going to be honest about it. We're going to be brutally honest about it. And again, you'll decide based on what we like, if you like it too, or if you disagree, and that's fine.
I love it.
Yeah. And we're not going to pull punches. I mean,
hopefully I'm a little bit like the people listening.
Exactly.
You know, so don't, you know, like if you're thinking that this is a lot and that it could be a little intimidating, it won't be because I'm sort of in your shoes. I'm going to be kind of the one who is just, you know, looking for something good to drink that I enjoy.
Right.
So
I'm the a-hole.
Yeah.
You're the nice one.
Don't feel bad.
Which is exactly the way our relationship works.
No.
Yes.
Well, you say that. I mean, I can be mean. I can't. Only to you. Right. Only to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. I'm the only person that she's ever mean to. Wow. Ever.
Thank God for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need to get mad.
Yeah.
But she won't. You won't see that. Maybe you will.
But she still won't swear at me. No matter what, there will be no swearing. Not really. I mean, maybe.
No, not really. I don't ever swear at you, probably. Right. I mean, right. I don't know. But
anyway. You will say sometimes, you're being a jerk, which is about as strong as it gets.
Yeah, well, you know, that's bad.
That's a bad day. That's a bad day.
Yeah. I've gone over the edge. Yeah.
If you called me a jerk, I've gone over the edge and I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing or true. Said something
and
I shouldn't have said.
Sometimes it's because of the way you react to
it could
what
be.
I'm, you know, like drinking. The way I behave when I'm drinking. I mean, I don't drink too much. I don't. But sometimes if I don't quite know something.
I get irritated.
Yeah, and that's okay.
I get easily irritated. And you'll find that on this podcast.
Yeah, but don't worry because, I mean, don't feel bad. Like if you're thinking one thing and then Joe says another because I'm you.
And the other thing is we're not always just going to talk about wine. We're going to talk about other stuff, like our relationship or...
Really?
Yeah, okay. Or things that we like, you know, or don't like, like Trader Joe's. Like Trader Joe's. We'll talk about Trader Joe's.
Yeah, oh gosh. And, I don't know why that is so...
We're going to talk about, like, anyway, we'll talk about... So we may talk about, like, sports. We won't talk about politics or religion.
No.
We just won't do that because it's just too sensitive. We get it.
Yeah.
But we'll have good discussions,
food.
But we'll talk about things that are like happening in the world or things that we just want to, you know, have some fun with or argue about.
Or discuss. Okay.
Discuss.
Okay. Nice.
But it's got to be interesting.
Yeah,
you know, people
just
want to hear us talk about, we had a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, and we drank.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
No, we want to talk about wine, but just not like only about wine.
Right. We'll give, and you know what? We will give our honest and real opinions on those things too. We're not going to pull any punches.
On the other things besides wine?
Yeah.
That we're gonna talk about? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do it.
And that's fine.
Right?
Yeah, might as well just come into our living room. How about, yeah. And, you know.
See what we talk about.
Our bedroom. I mean, I don't know.
Whoa, not the bedroom. Okay, not the bedroom.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
I got to go clean it up. Okay. I guess, you know. I mean,
that's.
No.
Now we're getting into domestic stuff. We're not going to talk about weird domestic stuff. Like,
I don't like anybody to come into my house unless it's cleaned, like spotless.
I know.
Okay. So anyway, that's a whole.
Okay. That's different, and yeah, now that's gonna moving turn on. People off, yeah. Because it's just
anyway.
Too
you
much about
you can drink
too much
wine
inside
in a
baseball.
Dirty house,
you
in
can
a clean house mm-hmm. doesn't matter.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so we better wrap this up because it's going a little longer than I thought it would for our episode zero. But a few other things: if you have ideas for us,
wow,
you have wines you want us to try. You have topics that you want us to discuss and argue about.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Just send us a note. You can send us a note. When I say us, it's me. No, it'll come to both of us. Yeah. But it's joe@thewinepairpodcast.com. The Wine Pair, Pair, P-A-I-R, thewinepairpodcast.com. Did I say that enough?
Yeah.
Joe at the wine par. Okay, now you've made me screw it up. Joe at the wine pod. Oh, my shit.
You should have stopped.
Winepairpodcast.com. The, with a the. T-H-E, the. Okay, anyway, that we have a website. You can go look at the episodes. You can email us.
You can come for Sunday night dinner.
No, you can't.
Okay,
you
not
can
yet.
Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. We'll figure it out. And give us ideas. Again, like if you want to hear us argue over a topic, give us a topic. If you want us to talk about a wine or a style of wine that you really want us to cover, just if you want to disagree with us. It's sure. Okay.
We can take it.
And we'll tell you why you're wrong.
Exactly.
No, I will tell you. And you'll say, that's not very nice.
And I'll say, I like your point. That's true.
Yeah.
You know.
No. Anyway, but that's it. Thank you for listening to episode zero. We hope you just look through. Yeah, we'll ching ching. We'll just do a little
salute.
And we hope you'll listen, look at the podcast, find something that interests you, tell your friends about it. And we just hope you will enjoy wine and stop buying shitty wine.
In the garden of my imagination.